is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Tens of thousands of Belarusians joined an anti-government demonstration in central Minsk Sunday to protest President Alexander Lukashenko's claim to a sixth term in disputed elections. Waving red and white opposition flags, protesters demanded the president's resignation and chanted freedom in a gathering that local media reported on Telegram channels had amassed crowds of more than 100,000 people. Ethnic clashes in Ivory Coast this weekend have resulted in two deaths following President Alassane Ouattara's controversial announcement that he would run for a third term. A hospital source and local residents reported this on Sunday. The hospital source spoke in Devo, saying that one person evacuated to the regional hospital succumbed to their injuries and died. Devo is a cocoa-growing hub in the south of the country where pro-opposition youths clashed with supporters of the ruling party. Several local people also said they had seen the body of a teenager killed in a fire in a local bar. United States-led international coalition troops withdrew from Iraq's Taji military base Sunday and handed it over to Iraqi security forces. Witnesses and the coalition said the base, which is 20 kilometers north of Baghdad, had been the site of frequent rocket attacks by Iran-backed militias targeting U.S.-led troops in recent months. The coalition said in a statement that, quote, the movement of coalition military personnel is part of a long-range plan coordinated with the government of Iraq, end quote, and added that the camp has historically held up to 2,000 coalition members, most of whom have departed this summer. Remaining coalition troops are set to depart in the coming days. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved legislation that would reverse recent changes in U.S. Postal Service operations. The measure would also send $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of November's presidential election. Passage was 257 to 150 and came after heated debate. President Donald Trump had urged a no vote, calling concerns over mail delivery a hoax, and the White House says he will veto the bill if it passes the GOP-led Senate. More than two dozen Republicans broke with the president and backed the legislation. Video app TikTok is saying it will challenge in court a Trump administration crackdown on the popular Chinese-owned platform, which Washington accuses of being a national security threat. As tensions soar between the world's two biggest economies, China and the U.S., President Donald Trump signed an executive order on August 6th, giving Americans 45 days to stop doing business with TikTok's Chinese parent company ByteDance, effectively setting a deadline for a potential pressured sale of the app to a U.S. company. TikTok said in a statement, quote, to ensure that the rule of law is not discarded and that our company and users are treated fairly, we have no choice but to challenge the executive order through the judicial system, end quote. ByteDance said in a separate statement that the suit would be filed on Monday, U.S. time. TikTok's feeds of short clips feature everything from dance routines and hair dye tutorials to jokes about daily life and politics. It's been downloaded 175 million times in the U.S. and more than a billion times around the world. Trump claims TikTok could be used by China to track the locations of federal employees, build dossiers on people for blackmail, and conduct corporate espionage. The company has said it has never provided any U.S. user data to the Chinese government, and Beijing has blasted Trump's crackdown as political. Meantime, some U.S.-based users of WeChat are suing President Trump in a bid to block an executive order that they say would effectively prohibit U.S. access to this popular Chinese messaging app. The complaint filed in San Francisco asked a federal judge to stop Trump's order from being enforced. It was brought by the nonprofit U.S. WeChat Users Alliance and others who say they use their use of the app is mandatory. They say they aren't affiliated with the company. It claims a ban would violate U.S. users' constitutional rights. Trump says this app, too, may threaten U.S. national security. The U.S. Commerce Department is expected next month to reveal the types of transactions that would be banned. For more on these and international news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.